Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to a brand new episode here of Gamer Tag Radio. This is your host, Danny, and joining me for this episode, we have Paris here. Paris, what's up?
What is going on, man? How you doing?
Good, man. Launch week.
Yes.
A lot of big things, a lot of games, two brand new consoles. It's a great time to be a gamer, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. And also, we have a special guest. He's always joining us. See, usually when I'm in New York, we'll do this at Bryant Park, but you know, I'm in the West Coast, so it's different now, you know. But we have Tony here from Throwdown Show. What's going on, Tony?
What's going on, Danny? What's going on, Paris? Yo, usually it's me and Danny recording. Paris always like, yo, you guys keep leaving me out, so it's good that we're finally together. But it's funny because I'm like, yo, all three of us talk every single day, like, you know, all the time. So it's like, yo, we never do a proper podcast, so this is the way it should be. So all you guys listening at home, like, this is the stuff we do behind the scenes, just talk about games, man.
Yeah, yeah. And look, like the last time I recorded with Tony, we had nothing written down. It's going to be his part two with this one. And see, Paris Dog agreed with us.
Yeah, that's it, man.
He's like, yep. Yeah, like, yep, yep. But all right, so head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. You could also find us, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Where else? Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Apple Podcasts, everywhere. Just search for GTR, Gamertag Radio. We're there. All right. Also, if you'd like to be part of our fan mail episode or segment, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so launch week, big week here. And there's a lot of content coming out, man. A lot of brand new games that's coming out for all consoles and also for the new next gen consoles, PlayStation 5 and also Xbox Series X and S. And we're going to be talking about that, man. Like how excited you guys are, man, with all these new consoles now, because already the Xbox already came out, and by the time this comes out, after that is the PlayStation 5. So what are your thoughts about next gen, guys? We'll go from there, man.
Yeah, I'm going to say,
let's go with Tony.
Yeah, I'm going to say this because, you know, and I told you guys this behind the scenes and tell the audience now. If you look at my tweets and stuff, I was like, yo, I don't know about next gen, man. I don't know about these games. You know, that I was impressed by the consoles, the hardware. That was not the issue. My thing was games, right? Mm-hmm. But I got to admit, man, yesterday when people started posting their Xbox pictures because they were buying the system, not only that, but they were tagging me in them. I was like, I'm kind of started feeling that excitement. It was like, okay, this is cool. It reminded me of back in the day, you know, when we were just getting ready for consoles. But obviously now we have the whole world to share our feelings with. So that's dope. And then today with the whole PlayStation thing, mine is finally coming tomorrow. I'm like, okay, next gen, it's officially here. Like yesterday, next gen began for us, you know, on Tuesday. So it's very exciting. And I'm looking forward to seeing not only what we're going to see within the next couple of months, but a couple of years down the line. But at this moment right now, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's really cool, man. I think, and I'll post this on our private discussion there, but I think a lot of us are, as like content creators and journalists, we're so focused on, you know, what about the new games and next gen games and all that, right? And I think seeing those pictures yesterday all over social media, it's exciting to see, you know, people just buying these consoles for the first time, or maybe they're just fans of the products and they're going to be playing them, and like everybody seemed very, very positive and happy about it, man. So you're right, Tony. That's something really cool that we should definitely talk more about that. You know what I'm saying? So, Paris, what about you, man? Because I know you've been having the console for a while too, for both, and your reaction seeing all these posts from everybody getting these consoles, man.
No, it's great. It's great. I mean, I won't even recap. You know, I've already done my review of the Series X and the PlayStation 5. Go listen to last episode. But it's great to see so many people getting the consoles in their hands. And even like right before we started recording, I was even seeing PlayStation sending out more PlayStation 5s to content creators so that they're getting them right as launch, so they can have the hardware to obviously use it to keep creating content and entertain people. And of course we're recording, and now everybody and their mom wants to come to my front door. So you're gonna hear my dog bark again. But no, it's great, man. It makes me so happy to see, because this is what this is all supposed to be about, man. Forget the console war stuff. It's about having fun playing games, and now we're going into the next gen, so it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good, man. I'm very excited to also give a shout out to PlayStation, because they sent me Too Cold to send me the Spider-Man Miles Morales,
right,
and also Sackboy for the PlayStation 4, so I'm going to play that sometime this week once everything is set up over here at the new apartment here in LA, man. But I'm excited to try it out, man. You know, I'm very, very excited. And also, hopefully I could play crossplay with you guys with, what was it, Sackboy? I think that's the one, right, Paris? That one, this is cross-play, isn't it?
Paris, you would know about that. I'm not sure.
Yes, it's Sackboy. Yes.
Sackboy? Okay. All right, cool. We'll do that in the future. We'll figure this out. But yeah, man, it's pretty cool, man. Actually, yesterday, my brother sent me a video of my nephews that he surprised them on day one to have the Xbox Series X. Usually, they'll get these brand new consoles during Christmas, but they have never received a console like day one.
No.
So this is like their first launch console, like launch day console for them. And they were freaking out, man, super excited. So they both got the Xbox Series S. So he sent me the videos. I'm like, oh man, I wish I was there, man. So I had extra codes here of games that I already have, and I hooked them up so they could, you know, start playing and stuff like that. So very cool to see, man. Very cool. Tony, for you, I know you're excited. You got your brand new TV.
Yes.
I know you've been posting that a lot on Twitter.
I sold a lot of TVs, man.
Yeah, and now you're waiting for the PlayStation 5 to arrive, because you're getting it very, very soon.
Yes.
What is the first game you're going to play on that brand new TV and your brand new PlayStation 5 console?
All right, the first game I'm going to play, and this is purely because of Paris, right? He turned me around on it. Miles Morales Spider-Man, because I want to play it with the ray tracing and all that. You know, the high fidelity mode, that's going to be the first one. You know, but I am also going to be playing Godfall, right? Demon Souls and The Pathless. Godfall and Pathless I'm actually going to be reviewing, so that's going to be fun. Spider-Man, that's going to be just purely for my own enjoyment, but Spider-Man's going to be the first one. And, like, you know, again, I got the LG CX, right, and that's going to take full advantage, HDR, 4K, the 120 frames a second for the games that support it. Ooh, Danny, I can't wait, because right now, don't get me wrong, my PS4 is dope on the TV, but it's not taking full advantage of it. So when I get PS5, I'm going to be able to just go into space. Like right now, I'm just in low Earth orbit and stuff, chilling, right? I'm going to go beyond the moon. I'm going to Mars, man. Like, it's going to be crazy, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Paris, I know you've been having the PlayStation 5 for a while. What tips you would give to people that, you know, they want to set up the console? Because there's been a lot of questions of, like,
great question.
Questions about, you know, the controller, the setup, you know, downloads for like certain games from the PlayStation 4 to PlayStation 5. Like, is it simple, complicated, or what? Because a lot of people have been asking those questions online.
It's very simple. It's really simple. They've made it very easy to transition over from the PlayStation 4 to PlayStation 5. You can even do the over the network transfer of your games if you wanted to. If you want to just re-download everything. If you had an old PlayStation 4 that you were selling, as an example, you just obviously would wipe it. And Tony, you brought this one up to me earlier. Make sure you deactivate it if it's your primary. And then when you log into the PlayStation 5, just use your PlayStation Network account, log in. Your entire digital game library is going to be there. If you're subscribed on PlayStation Plus, all those games will be there as well. It's pretty plug and play, pretty simple. I had really no issues, trouble at all transitioning over from PlayStation 4 to PlayStation 5. And I think as people are starting to get the consoles here over the next few days and weeks, they'll see it. It's a pretty easy process.
Yeah, it's similar to the Xbox Series, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you transfer games from when you transfer from the Xbox One to the new console, you could actually do that. Just make sure to log in. Once you log in, you're all set for both consoles. So that's awesome.
Yep.
Really, really good. Awesome, man. But Tony, so what has been like the reaction? Because I know you posted a video review, I believe, right, of the Xbox Series X?
Yes.
Yes. So how's it been like the feedback from your community about the X? I know everybody's excited for the PS5, but so far, what have people been saying about from your side of the community?
Okay, so how that went? Series. Yeah, yeah. So how that went down was one of my podcasters, Carlos, he got his X on Sunday. Regular console, not a preview or anything. It was just a regular console. They said it to him early. So I was like, "Yo, we need to review this thing." So he played with it a couple of days. So he came in and he was telling us his thoughts. Pretty much everything you guys said. We talked about the quick resume and all that. And then I chimed in because obviously Danny, you know, because you helped me with the console and stuff. You know, you let me take out yours. I was able to chime in and stuff. But yeah, the community. Community, you know, because even though we do have a lot of PlayStation guys, we still have a good amount of Xbox guys too, and they were really happy with our review. They liked it. They're very excited for the X. They're also very excited for the S as well. There's a good chunk of those people where they're like, you know what, I don't have a 4K TV at the moment, but this the S will let me get into, you know, next gen games or whatever. So they're really happy about that. But yeah, no, it was a good review. I like that. And then I also teamed that up with, I did a unboxing of the Shock Blue controller, which just recently came out. Beautiful controller. I love it, you know. And we talked about this before during the you know, when you showed me the Xbox the first time, the controller, it feels lighter but also feels better just because of the grips and everything. I like the triggers and all that. And I'm very curious to see how, because I know Xbox has its version of like haptic feedback, but obviously, you know, we haven't experienced that too much yet because there's no like big next gen games that utilize it that I know of. You guys correct me if I'm wrong about that. But yeah, overall, the community's been very happy about that. And again, because they saw that we put it up that review, it's like, hey, I got mine. So I was like, yeah, keep them coming, man. Keep them coming. So I posted, and I'm still doing that even now. I'm posting Matt, like just retweeting pictures and stuff of Xboxes. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a few people buying like two or three Xboxes. Like, yo, I didn't realize GameStop let you do that, but okay. You know?
Yeah. It's no, crazy. Here's the good thing about this, because, and I think I mentioned this to Paris. I can't remember exactly, but thank God now that both consoles are out, there's no more conspiracies, no more theories of what was going to happen with both companies. This year has been a very crazy year because when we got our console, the Xbox Series X, back in October 1st, do you know that was the first time that we actually got hands-on with the console? And Paris, when you got the PlayStation 5, you and others, that's the first time that everybody got hands-on because there was no events all this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So getting this at home and experiencing it a different way, because we have never seen something like this before ever in the industry. But it's been a very interesting year covering games, man. I know companies expanded all their announcements throughout the whole summer.
Yeah.
It felt like it was just too much in some ways. And in some ways, it was like exciting because we were not bored. It was always something new almost every week. How do you feel about that, Paris? Like getting this experience like this for us for the first time? Because we've been covering games since for years, right? And having this type of experience is very new. And it could be challenging for a lot of us too, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's been unique from what we've had over basically the past 15 years. Obviously, 2020, you know, with the pandemic going on, everyone had to call audible and change things up. I think all these companies have put in an amazing effort to try and still get this hardware and software in people's hands. I mean, we're literally doing cloud streaming. Thank God for technology. We're still able to do preview events, you know, via cloud streaming and all that. So they did the best with what they had. And I think for us, or at least me personally, I'll speak for myself. I won't speak for you. This has, quite honestly, this has been the absolute worst year in my personal life by far. I mean, for those that know what's going on, there's just no denying that. It's been a terrible year just with the pandemic, politics, everything, death of my mother, just everything that's going on. I look at all the opportunities that have come. This, in a weird way, has been my best year as far as being a quote unquote content creator, to get all these opportunities and, you know, being able to cover these games. Like you said, being able to review both next gen consoles at the same time, you know, NVIDIA, like they just sent me the 3080 card, you know, obviously all the crazy stuff with Cyberpunk that's been going on, all these amazing games, being able to cover them and all that. It's, It's been fantastic, and just connecting with so many different people across the industry, all the stuff that's happened on IGN and Kind of Funny and, you know, GameSpot. It's like the list goes on and on. I mean, you know, very thankful for everything that has happened with regards to gaming and all that. It has truly been my best year, and I've been doing this since 2006. And, you know, like, you know, I was seriously considering stopping doing this sooner rather than later. I still don't know if that's the case or not. I don't know. But the fact that at least I feel like all the hard work that I've put in over the years is starting to pay off. And I will always, no matter what I decide to do long term, I will always be thankful for that. And I will always look back at this year as far as gaming goes with a sense of pride to know that, you know, the work that I've put in is appreciated. It is respected around the industry. So I know that's kind of long-winded to your question.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
But it's been a trip this year for sure.
Yeah, it's good, Paris, seeing, you know, all the opportunities you've been getting, and it was exciting to see you getting hands-on with Cyberpunk 2077. And this was, I think it was like the first group of people that got to play in the world. You know, like things like that, it's really, really cool. Like, here's one thing that I have to say, and even when you mentioned this earlier about the content creators that also got an opportunity because PlayStation sent them the PS5, I think this is the first year that a lot of the content creators has been getting the most opportunity. I'm not saying every single one of them, but this is the first time since I started that I'm seeing a lot of other people getting opportunities, not only from like the big companies, but also third party companies giving an opportunity for them to play the game virtually or maybe a Q&A with a developer. It was very challenging for us to get the opportunity back in the days, man. And seeing this, it makes me smile, man. Seeing a lot of people getting opportunities, man, like this, man. I think it's really cool. And I would love to see companies to stick with that and not worry so much of the old way, which is like, you know, the numbers. What I would like is for companies work with content creators that has potential to get the word out on whatever they're trying to promote or talk about. You know what I'm trying to say? So I would like to see that more in the future, man. Do you agree, Paris, or what?
No, completely agree. Completely agree. Again, man, I mean, I'll just say this. And I know, Tony, you probably want to jump in on this as well.
Yeah.
I'm good. I cannot stress this enough. I'm good. Yes, I have had a bunch of amazing opportunities, forever thankful, blessed, the whole thing that goes with that. Trust me, it is very humbling, all the stuff that has come my way. I'm good, though. If I don't get another effing thing the rest of my life, as far as with a gaming opportunity, interview, hardware, or any of that, but I see other creators that are coming up that are getting them, that's what matters more to me. And I sincerely mean that. And I hope people believe me when I see that. That's why we have been so vocal over social media with these companies. Like, look, stop just looking at numbers. Look at the talented people out there that are, all they need is an opportunity. All they need is to get a pinky toe in the door, and they will take that opportunity and run with it. And we're seeing that. That's what we've been seeing these past few months. So to see what Microsoft has done by getting all these Series X's and S's in people's hands, now you're seeing PlayStation get the PS5 in people's hands. You know what I'm saying? You've seen Nvidia doing different things, you know, as far as opportunities go. You've seen like Elgato start to step up and start partnering with more people. You see it even on the streaming side with Twitch and all that, Facebook gaming. Just people just need the opportunity. You see what, like, the effort that IGN and Kind of Funny have made to spotlight people of color on their programming. That's what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And I'll just say this, and I know I talk a lot. I'm sorry, Tony. But yeah. I know the social media trolls love to, whenever I post something or, oh, look at this, look at that, and you get the passive aggressive comments. Oh, you're just lucky, or oh, you're just this. Oh, why do you get all the opportunities? Again, it ain't about me. I post that stuff to show that, look, if you give me this opportunity, I guess what I'm trying to say is, and I hope this isn't coming off as arrogant, I'm trying to set the example to these other creators that, like, look, you got to grind. you got to, if you want to make something in this industry, if this is your goal to be this top streamer, this top content creator as a podcaster, a YouTuber, whatever, when a company gives you an opportunity, go the F out, go all out with it. Show that you're willing to put in that work. Cause I will put in the work. I grind. I know I do. I work freaking hard. So that's when I see people say those passive aggressive comments, it's like, you clearly don't know me or follow anything I do. You're just saying this out of spite or whatever, because you know, the three of us talk all the time, but we all grind, we work, and you want to surround yourself with people with work. But again, bring this back to the point. You want to set an example so that other creators out there see that when they do get that opportunity, when they do get that Xbox or that PlayStation 5, don't be shy. Put in the work. Show that you're doing something with it. Show that you're reviewing this. Show that you're actually putting in the effort to talk about these products with some knowledge behind it so that your audience is actually learning something and your audience is engaged and excited about the product as well. Good or bad. Don't mean you got to sit there and say, hey, it's the greatest thing. If it isn't, if it's not, say it's not, but explain why it's not. You see what I'm saying? I think that's the best advice this old dude can give to any creator out there that's trying to make something out of this. That just because, and Tony, I know I'm going to leave this one for you because I'm going to lay it up for you right now, but it ain't about getting a product early. It's really not. It's just about doing something with the product when you have that opportunity. And there you go, Tony. I'm going to stop talking. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, no, it's funny you say that because that's literally where I was going to take it, you know, because you were talking about the content creator side, which is obviously very important, right? But before that, before you get to that step, before you get to the step where companies are sending you stuff, right? You have to grind. You have to put in your own money. You have to do it. That's how we all started. Nobody was paying us back in the day. You know, we all did our stuff. And I'm going to use myself as an example right now, right? Even though my website, PCMag.com, we did get the X and the PlayStation to review, I didn't get it, right? So what am I doing? Paying my own money, buying all these products myself, and putting out content for my audience, because my audience is very different than other people's audiences, right? Because I see a lot of people going, oh, why should I review this game? All these other people reviewed it. It's like, yeah, they reviewed it. You didn't review it. What do you bring to the table? That's important, right? And when you do this enough, right, when the opportunity comes from these big companies and they want you to, you know, review their game or whatever, you've already been doing that stuff, so you won't even be sweating it. You won't have to think about like, oh, how am I going to do this? Like, oh, I'm just going to do it the way I've always been doing it. Like when I first started writing, I was like, yo, I've been already blogging for 3 years, so I'm doing the same thing I've been doing just for a bigger site. And then when I started getting paid, I'm like, okay, I'm doing the same thing I've been doing before. I'm just making money off of it. You know, it's like it just keeps going, but you have to put in the pressure. And I'm not going to get too deeply into this, but this is something that Paris and Danny and I talk about a lot. It's like, because you see a lot of cats out there, they see where we're at and they start like being jealous and hating and stuff. It's like, you could do what we're doing too. You just got to put in the work. That's all it's about, you know? And more to your point, Paris, literally as you were saying this, I was looking through Twitter. I saw Zombie, you know, she got her PlayStation, mm-hmm. A bunch of other people getting a PlayStation. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, maybe her audience isn't as big as like Greg Miller's, but she has an audience. Other people have audiences, and I'm glad these companies are actually putting the work, because let's just be honest here. Looking at pure numbers, that's easy. That is easy work. It is a lot harder to scour the internet and see who's talented, who's not, who's more deserving of it, blah, 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 all this other stuff, right? So it's good to see that companies are actually going, you know what? Let's take a chance on this person. Let's see what's up, you know? So that's a great thing because, you know, I know a lot of people like to believe that, you know, like, oh, you know, they're up there, I can't get my chance. No, there's a lot. There's plenty of room for everybody here. Plenty of room. You know, so as the way I see it, there's no excuse, man. Put in the work, it's going to pay off. Maybe not right away, but it will pay off as long as you're persistent. That's the key thing here. Just don't give up. Be mm-hmm. diligent, be persistent, and things will pop up.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, man. Look, when we started, we were grinding, you know, wasting our own money on not only buying games and consoles and audio equipment, but we were also wasting money on trips, hotels, mm-hmm. taking vacation days. Like it was crazy for us, man. And it took a while for me to actually get some type of access. It took me a long time. And then, you know, I know then Paris started doing the same thing, because Paris saw what I was doing. He's like, I'm going to do it too. And he did it. He did it. He hit me up, gave him some advice, and he did his own thing. You know, so the more that you grind, the more opportunities are going to come in. But you just got to grind and do it the right way. Not trolling, not bashing others. that they're getting opportunities. That's not the right way. I think it looks really tacky. Also, these companies are not going to work with you if you start doing the same exact thing, bashing others just because they have access and you don't, you know. But if you're out there doing the right thing, you know, and be yourself. That's another thing you also definitely got to do too, man. You know, so.
Word.
But yeah, man. Anything else about the new consoles, man? The PlayStation 5, Xbox, Series X. I know this is like a quick little thing I wanted to get everybody together here, but I just want, I don't know. I've been like in a really good mood ever since, you know, the launch of the Series X and S, and I'm excited to see people's reaction once they start getting the PlayStation 5, man. But overall, I'm just excited about all this, man.
Well,
but,
let me say this about PlayStation 5, because since last episode, a few other things came in. So I got Sackboy, like you mentioned. So we'll run through that together and have impressions soon. Gearbox sent me Godfall. So I have Godfall. I now have Demon Souls. And I have Spider-Man Remastered as well for PlayStation 5. So it's like... Mm-hmm. I don't even know how I'm going to find the time in the day. Not to mention Watch Dogs, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, NBA 2K1, 2K sent that over as well. So it's like there's so many games. Now it's like, okay, we're done talking about the hardware. Everyone listening to this is going to start getting hardware in their hands. Now we actually got to start playing all these games.
Right?
Oh my God. It's like I don't have the time. But I know a lot of people on social media was really saying they wanted to know my thoughts on Godfall. So I will definitely put the effort into that. Plus, I'm trying to play Destiny 2 Beyond Light as well.
Oh, yes.
But Godfall, yeah. I'm going to put some time into Godfall. So I'm not going to promise, next week I'll have impressions, because I really want to take my time with it and really invest into it so I can give a 100% honest opinion, good or bad, because I've obviously been joking ever since we first saw it at the Game Awards. I was like, oof, I don't know about this. But, you know, Gearbox reached out to me and they're like, hey, we really want you to try this game. We really want you to play it and give your honest opinion. And that's all you can do. So I'm really appreciative of them, you know, to give me that opportunity to do it. So next couple of weeks, a lot of different game impressions are coming, because there's just a ton of stuff to play, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That's something that I noticed, especially this year, because there was no events. We were seeing everything through YouTube,
yep,
or Twitch, yeah. Right? It could be kind of hard to translate for people to get excited for those games. Because look, Cyberpunk, yes, we didn't get no hands on anything like that. Only Paris,
I did.
my man.
Hey, I'm gonna take that one. You're darn right, real, man. That's right. I played it. I've been to Night City, baby. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, but you know what I'm trying to say. Like, it's challenging. Like, you know, there was games that they showed, especially the one that you mentioned, Paris. You were like, but maybe it will change your mind once you start playing it. It was like that for me years ago when I got to see Alan Wake on stage. And I was like, I didn't like the presentation, right? But, yo, when I got the game and got hands-on finally, It is one of my favorite games for the last generation, man. The 360 days, man. You know, so you might change your mind playing the game. You know, who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in the same boat, by the way, with Godfall, because I got it for review too. And when I first saw it, just like you, Paris, I was like, I don't know about this, bruh. You know, but now that I'm going to be actually, it's funny. I have the game already. I just can't play because I don't have a PlayStation 5 yet. So I'm going to be ready for that. So it's going to be, you know, very interesting. And also going to be sending me like a cool box or whatever. So, yeah, you know, again, I'm always fair with games. Like I want every game to be good. So I'm looking forward to for it to change my mind about it. That's what
I am too. Sincerely. I hope, just like with Spider-Man Miles Morales, I can come and go, you know what? I was wrong. I was so wrong. I'm wrong. It's great. This is a great game. Go try it out. If you're into these kind of grind games, you're going to love it. I hope those words come off my lips. I really do.
Paris, but we never said Miles Morales was going to be bad. We said it was probably going to be short.
No. Well, again, you know? Like I said in the last episode, it wasn't that I was saying it was going to be bad. Yeah, I was just saying, man, this is going to be a glorified expansion pack. How are you charging $60 for this? Like, I was more worried about that. But now that I've played it and completed and know what, like, again, it's so funny. Let me real quick on this. So I've been playing Spider-Man Remastered after I played Miles Morales. Yo, and if you go watch the video, I have a 25-minute video up on the YouTube channel. You'll see me play the first mission of Spider-Man Miles or Spider-Man Remastered. Yo, mm-hmm. I'm so used to Miles Morales. Yo, it just controls so much better than Remastered. Mm. It just feels wow. Danny, Miles Morales is just a better game than Spider-Man. It is.
Wow.
It is. If you told me which one you want to play, I'm going to tell you Miles Morales every time. It's just better. It is. And don't get me wrong.
Yeah, go ahead.
Spider-Man is amazing, but Miles Morales is better than it. I never thought I would have said that before I played both of them. Never thought I would have said that, but it's true.
Why? Because people are going to listen to like, why Miles Morales is better though?
It has more heart, I feel like. Like Miles, and you'll see, when you start playing, you'll see what I mean. Like from the opening beats, again, it captures the essence of everything that makes Miles Morales so freaking cool. Being this Afro-Latino teenager in New York City and Harlem and the music, the soundtrack that's going with it. But even just controlling him, just from a gameplay standpoint, I feel like they make it more fun to be Spider-Man. Like I felt like as I'm playing Remastered, I was like, wait, but I can't do this. Oh, I could do that. I can't do that in this one. Like I could just pull off more stuff. I think they refined how you upgrade your skills a lot more. I felt it got a little overcomplicated in Spider-Man. I just keep saying Remastered for the difference. But in the first Spider-Man than it is in Miles Morales. I think they streamlined and simplified some things, but that made it a funner game to play. The story I felt like was definitely tighter because it's shorter, obviously, but it's tighter, but it's good. Like, again, my son, his Spider-Man is Miles, not Peter. Peter's my Spider-Man. But I can tell the new generation, you're going to connect way more with Miles than you do with Peter. And Peter's in Miles Morales too, ironically. But in other words, this is what happens when the same company and the same team makes the continuation. They got the lessons learned. They got the feedback from the community about what the community liked about the first Spider-Man, what they didn't like about it. And they applied that to Miles Morales. And that's what you get. You'll see.
You know, I was thinking about this, Paris. It reminds me of they created Sunset Overdrive, and because of Sunset Overdrive, they created Spider-Man for PlayStation 4, and because of that game, they learned the lessons from that and also made a better game, Miles Morales. So it seems like they're learning from every game they've been working on and just adding the ingredients and removing the ones that didn't work out.
Yep.
So, and that's when they create a masterpiece when it comes to like that.
Exactly.
So that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Really good to hear.
Yeah. Man. Oh, trust me. I said it before. I'll say it again. My favorite game so far of all these quote unquote next gen games is Miles Morales. It's the most fun I've had playing a quote unquote next gen game, however you want to define it. But of all the new games this holiday, that one's my favorite so far.
Are we going to continue with the show? But first, let's go take a short break here and get a word from our sponsor. And once we come back, we're going to continue with the conversation with Paris and Tony. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so before we continue with Gamertag Radio, let's talk about our sponsor, Namecheap. Having an amazing idea for a website, online business, or a blog, perhaps you are a rising pro gamer or influencer, then you should know that every great website starts with an awesome domain name. A domain name is more than just a website address. It's a foundation of your online brand. And it's important. It is important to make it easy for people to find you, right? Namecheap offers hundreds of domain extensions from traditional .com to GG, which is become a go-to for many gamers. Whatever domain name you decide, Namecheap makes the whole registration process easy, quick, and affordable. The world's second largest domain register and top service provider for everything you need to launch an amazing website. Namecheap strives to make internet open, accessible, and affordable for everyone. Namecheap is offering Gamertag Radio listeners 30% off of any non-premium domain name for its first year of registration. Take advantage of this. The offer cannot be combined with any existing sales, but can overdrive any current sales if its discount is less than 30%. Gamertag Radio listeners, take advantage of this to get a domain name with 30% discount including .gg, .com, and hundreds more. Go to Namecheap.com, search for your desired domain, and use the code GTR at checkout. Once again, go to Namecheap.com, search for your desired domain, and use the code GTR at checkout. We'd like to say thank you to Namecheap for sponsoring Gamer Tag Radio.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
For me, it's Yakuza Like a Dragon. Like, yo, I've been playing that nonstop. I know it's not for everyone. And here's the thing. What I like about the launch for both consoles, there's games that is for everyone. Hey, if you're into the fighting games, you're into Spider-Man or RPG, racing, it's out there. Or if you want to go back and play the old games, it's out there too, man. You know, so I've been playing Yakuza Like a Dragon nonstop. And also, Tetris Effect Connected. I've been playing that with my girlfriend and my brother. We're playing online too, which the people online are beasts playing that game. But it's fun. I'm actually having a good time, man. I'm having a great time. I was waiting for the systems to come out because there's games that I want to play with other people, man, that's not available yet. You know, so now that it's out there, oh man, it's that's it. I'm all in. And also, Paris, I've been playing a lot of Destiny 2 Beyond Light. It's really good. I had issues getting in for like the first couple hours.
Everyone
after
did.
That,
yeah.
But after that, it's been smooth. I've been playing that a lot. I can't wait to play some more about it, man. So, yeah. What about you, Tony? Like, what? Oh wait, you're gonna say
something? No. Continue.
Tony, you're gonna say?
By the way, I saw you guys posting about Destiny because I got to review the expansion, right? But when I saw it, I'm like, I'm gonna wait a little bit. So it's good to know that that it's all fixed. So I'll jump in and play tonight. Although there's a part of me that's like, maybe should I play tonight? Should I wait tomorrow for the PS5? You know what I'm saying? Because you know it's gonna look better. You know it's gonna look better on that. You know, I do want to say this, Danny. It's funny that you're saying about Yakuza because that doesn't. I know you like RPGs, but you don't really come off as an RPG guy like that to me. The same thing happened with my podcast mate, Adam. He likes RPGs a little bit too, but he's not like that. He is obsessed with this game. He finished the review and he's still playing. He's like, dude, I can't put this down. This is the illest game, you know? And just
it's
because, good.
And it's long. It's long,
yeah,
too.
So I'm done looking for that. But no, like you said, it's even though, you know, we had our reservations about some of these games or whatever, now that we actually got them in our hands, our minds are changing. We're feeling the excitement out there. It's like, okay, now I get it. Why? Because I was even asking myself, like, yo, why is everybody so hyped for these games, bro? I don't get it. But now that we're playing, oh, I get it now. That's, you know, we said this earlier in the show. It's like, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, not about all this other like crazy stuff, like the power or the ray tracing, all this other nonsense. Like, it's about how fun it is. Like, Paris, when you were talking about Miles Morales, it just, what it said to me is like, that's you. That game is the reason you play games, why we play games for fun.
Exactly. You know? It's fun. So, that's the whole point. It's fun. I thought I was playing a damn Marvel movie sometimes. That it's fun.
Yeah. And then looking forward, and it's funny because when you guys were talking about Insomniac, how they keep making their games better, what else are they coming out with? Ratchet and Clank. That looks stupendous. Oh, my God.
And I can't wait.
And
I can't
speaking
wait.
Of, you saw PlayStation kind of gave a sneak peek into 2021.
Yes,
So we're getting Ratchet and Clank and Gran Turismo 7 in the first half of the year.
It's insane.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
And then Horizon Forbidden West is coming next holiday. Oh, dude, it's about to be crazy around there.
Yo, this is nuts right now, you know? Yeah. And like you said, you know, Danny, and I'm glad you bring that up. It's like, it's a game for everybody, you know? Dirt 5 for the racing, Sega Rally, you already know. You got your crews out there. You got classic. So many things. And like you said, like, yo, if you're not happy with any of these games, play your old stuff. And it's going to look better on whatever system you're playing on.
Yeah, you know? And real quick on that, since you're here, Tony, because you can give your two cents on this as well. Because, like, you know, when I talked about the Series X, I'm like, the hardware is amazing. All the services are amazing. But it is crystal clear this launch was built around Master Chief. It's just facts. Can't get around that. So their launch isn't as good as it should have been because of that. Let's just be frank. They're leaning heavy on third-party stuff because they just simply don't have anything exclusive ready to go in this launch window. We know amazing games are coming from them, but I don't think it's a bad thing in the sense of what you just said. You, yo, with Game Pass and that back catalog of stuff, like I'm telling you right now, I keep using this as an example because I feel like I'm the only one that says it. Go play Batman Arkham Knight on the Series X. It looks so good. It looks so freaking good. And that's all that is just their backwards compatibility. There's no optimization, nothing. It's just the auto HDR runs like butter, dude. Like butter. Not to mention the Forza Horizons, the Gears 5. And look, I understand because I'm one of these people. I don't get next-gen hardware to play old games. So I understand that argument. But at the same time, you ain't going to be mad if you own a Series X. And you know the stuff is coming. You know Halo's coming. You know Avowed's coming. You know all the Bethesda stuff is coming. So, yeah, you don't have to run out and get a Series X right now. But if you get one, be happy. Because it's going to be great. You're going to fall in love with all the load times and quick resume and all that stuff and enhancements.
Yeah, I mean, we've already seen some of the tests. It's like every game that has unlocked frame rates runs at lock 60 no matter what.
Yep.
And without optimization, you know, which is insane.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right? Not only that, I have to add this one. We forgot to mention EA Play is also in Game Pass.
That's right. So,
yep. Jedi Fallen Order.
Games.
Day one.
Yeah. Which is an amazing game. Yep. Which is a great, great game.
Titanfall 2. Yeah.
Mass Effect is coming. The remasters are coming.
Those are coming.
Yeah. But there's already those old games already there too. If you want to play it and not wait for the remasters, you know what I'm saying?
But it all goes back to what we just saying, the overall theme here. Honestly, I've been saying this on Twitter for 2 weeks now. You literally can't go wrong. I don't care which one you choose. You can't go wrong. They're both great. They're both great. PlayStation early on has a greater launch lineup, clearly. And there's some banging games at launch. But, the Xbox games are coming too. And the hardware on both of them are amazing. Whisper Quiet, fast load times. You can't go wrong. So, I'm excited.
I'm going to say this. I personally think, from the Xbox side, this is by far the best console ever made for Microsoft ever.
Oh, for both.
I mean,
for sure.
For both.
Yeah.
Both. Yeah.
I haven't played the PlayStation 5 because I don't have one, so I can't really say that, you know. So
I can.
But
and Paris can.
But from the Xbox side, dude, the Xbox Series X, a beast, well designed, super quiet, right? And the Series S, which just arrived yesterday here, man. That console looks dope as hell, man. It's small, very quiet too. You play your games. Yeah, it's not as powerful as the Series X, but it does work. It does the work. That's it. That's all you need, man. And that, I got to give props to Microsoft for that, man. You know. And now for the PlayStation side, Paris, do you think this is the best console that PlayStation ever made? You think this
is the one? Absolutely. I think. Wow! You just challenged me right there. Why?
Yeah.
No, on the real. Look, it's big. Okay, it's big. Fine. I know people, you know, poke a little fun at that. It's Whisper Quiet. Again, the architecture that is in under the hood. Yeah, that they partnered with AMD. Obviously, the custom SSD drive in there. Everything. The load times. Once you start experiencing games that way, you're not going to want to go back. Right. So we're now in an age where these consoles are doing 4K 60 frames. So absolutely, I think this is the best console they've made. It's a refinement on every iteration of the PlayStation up until this point. You know, like I could argue for comparison, I think the PlayStation 2 for its time was better than the PlayStation 4 as an example, right? Whereas I think the 5 outdoes what the 2 did. And we all know with the cell processor, the 3 and the challenges it had. The PlayStation 5 is going to be easy to develop for. The games are going to look amazing. The ray tracing, the 4K, the high frames, the fast load time, all that stuff. So absolutely. And the same can be applied to Xbox. Whereas I think Xbox, without a doubt, this is the best hardware they've ever made. Because remember, 360 had the red ring of death that set them back for a little bit. We know the chaos that is the Xbox One. Even the original Xbox had issues, like with the disk drives, the hard drive failure, stuff like that. So I think, and we'll see over time, you know, but I think just from a design standpoint, both of these consoles are amazing. These are clearly the best ones either company has ever made, without a doubt, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I also like the fact that they put a lot of effort into heat dissipation, right?
Yes.
That was an issue with both of them, you know? By the way, your Xbox Series X will not start blowing smoke. Stop believing all that nonsense. You guys have seen those videos. Somebody was, like, throwing vapors in there. But anyway, so, yeah, no, I agree with you. Like, the best design consoles, and even though they're big, don't get me wrong, they're big for a reason, you know? Because that was one of the complaints. Like, these things are overheating. They make too much noise and stuff. So it's good that both companies are taking that into effect. Because, and again, both of you guys have been telling me about the consoles. Like, yeah, they don't make any noise at all. And, you know, when I touch the top of the Xbox, it's warm. You know, it's not scalding me or anything, you know? So I think they're very well designed, you know? So it's good, man. It's so cool to see how technology develops, you know? It's like from like the Nintendo days until now. It's like, wow, man, like we should be really appreciative of what we got right now because it's so dope.
Yep. I agree.
Yep.
Completely agree.
Yep. Yeah. Very quick. My brother sent me a text and he was telling me that my nephews, they were playing the Series S for hours, downloading a bunch of games from a Game Pass, old and new games. And they're having a blast. And I think at the end, the whole theme of this episode is as long you're having fun with it, that's all that matters. Doesn't matter if it's next gen or not. The most important thing that all of us have a great time with these old or new consoles, you know? Word. So, yeah. So anything else before I'll go to the next segment and play Mandy's review?
Let me do this now before I forget. So, to everyone out there that is looking to get an Xbox Series X, I've had, again, the lucky and fortunate opportunity to partner with Butterfinger, and I am giving away a brand new Xbox Series X. So the rules on this are pretty simple. You need to be 18, you need to live in the United States, and you need to go to my YouTube channel and find my Xbox unboxing video. You need to leave a comment on that video, the Xbox Series X unboxing video. If you leave a comment on there from now until November 16th, I will randomly pick a winner. And I'll tell you right now, to make it a lot easier, comment that you're there for the Butterfinger contest. That'll make it a lot easier. I'm going to put all the names basically in a hat, randomize it out, pull one out, and then I will select a winner and I will contact you. So you have until November 16th to win a brand new Xbox Series X. And I got to thank Butterfinger for providing this opportunity.
That's really cool, man. Brand new console. All right, cool. Anything else, Tony, from your side?
Yeah, man, no, again, you know, next gen is officially here. Now it's not next gen anymore. Now it's current gen. Like, current gen has become last gen. So we're at that time of the millennium or whatever, where we're getting these new consoles. So dope. So, yeah, like you guys said before, for at least the weekend, please stop with the fanboy stuff. Just enjoy your games and be happy with the fact that everybody, no matter what side they pick, they're all going to be enjoying their games, you know, and after all this craziness that we've had this year with the Rona and all this stuff. Like, it just appreciate that you have these consoles, man, and you're able to play them with, you know, with your family. Those of us who are still around, like, please enjoy it. And don't sink to the nonsense levels. Like, just play the games, enjoy them for what they are, and share your love. You know, if you can, go whatever social media you use, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, get on there and tell people why you love the consoles, what games you're playing, and just spread the love, man. That's what it's all about.
Definitely. So, Tony, I just want to say thank you for joining us. Super last minute. Mention your Twitter and website people could search and subscribe to your podcast, man.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, you can find me on Twitter. That's Romudeth, R-O-M-U-D-E-T-H. And if you check out the bio, it's going to have links to all my stuff. I write for PC Mag, Laptop Mag, and Tom's Guide. And I'm also the host of the Throwdown Show podcast. We're on Twitch and YouTube and literally any podcast app on planet Earth. That's Throwdown Show. We go live on Twitch every Thursday and Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Thursdays when we cover the week's news. Sundays when we do the fan questions. And we're going to be right now, we're actually in the middle of what we call Next Gen November, where we're giving away a free Next Gen game to a winner. That's every single week. We already gave away one game. We're going to be giving away another one this week. We're going to keep doing that, man. And there's going to be even more special giveaways. And we're also going to be having our review of the PlayStation 5 and an unboxing. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff. So definitely check out Throwdown Show. There's a lot more content from now until the end of the year and beyond.
Definitely. Once again, thanks, Tony, and everybody that's listening. Thank you for sending me a lot of voice messages. Hopefully we could do that for the next episode, and a lot of new listeners and first time callers. So I'm going to take advantage of that and put down the show so we could answer your questions. So make sure to continue sending us questions. All right. So right now I'm going to play an audio from Mandy. She is going to review, she's going to review Pikmin 3 for the Nintendo Switch. And once we come back, we're going to wrap it up.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
What is up, everyone? It's Lady Luck 34, and today I'm bringing you a review of Pikmin 3 Deluxe for the Nintendo Switch. Now, to get out of the way, I just want to say thank you to Nintendo for providing a review code, and we're going to jump right into it. So first off, Pikmin 3 Deluxe is out officially for the Nintendo Switch, came out at the end of October, and this is similar to other games like Mario Kart 8, a updated version of the game that released on the Wii U. So Pikmin 3 was originally available on the Wii U, and they added some additional content to it, including a little bit of DLC, and released it as a deluxe version on the Nintendo Switch. Now, I will be very upfront here in saying that I did not own a Wii U, so as a result, this is going to be playing Pikmin 3 completely fresh. I can't make any comparisons to the game before, but I can say that it's very, very cute. I've had a lot of fun playing it. Unfortunately, because of the way the Switch works, it's only telling me that I played it days ago. I don't know how much time I've put into it quite yet, but I'd imagine I'm well on my way into being in that 10 to 15 hour range. So Pikmin 3 Deluxe has a couple of core game modes. Obviously, there's a story you're going to play through, learn a little bit more about the Pikmin and the characters that you'll be introduced to in this particular game. Then in addition to that, they have what they call side stories. There's two main parts of it, each with additional missions telling stories of some of the characters you run into during the main story. I've completed, I think, about two-thirds of that. I'm working my way through, stuck on one particular mission that I'm trying to work my way through. And then, of course, they have what they call missions. These are a bit like challenges. So you have three core types: collecting treasure, battling enemies, and defeating bosses. And these are just replayable. You unlock them as you progress through the main story. And then finally, they do have what they're calling the bingo battle mode. This is for two players, so unfortunately, I can't tell you too much about it besides that you're going to be competing to collect fruit and creatures. Now, as a whole, for those of you who aren't super familiar with Pikmin, it's a bunch of tiny creatures that like to go on adventures. So the Pikmin are fun and adorable. There's different colors, and each of those colors have different proficiencies. So, for example, the red Pikmin are resistant to fire, blue Pikmin can go into water, and such. There's five core Pikmin that you'll find through the story and playing in the game. And I'll be honest, I actually really liked the way that they introduced them. You progressively find more as you're playing through the main story. And I liked that they each felt relatively unique in terms of what they could accomplish and why you'd want to have any of them or all of them or some more than others as you were working your way through different levels. Felt like it added a lot of variety into the gameplay, and it also made you think about how you built out which Pikmin you were taking with you. And as you were splitting your proficiency, as you collect more individuals, you can split up and be able to tackle different tasks across the map. I felt like it was really interesting to say, oh, let me take a look at the map. All right, I think that's what I'm going to run into there. Let me take this color Pikmin with me. So I really liked how all of that worked together. Now, pretty much the entire game you can play with two players, couch co-op. I did not try it online, so I cannot promise that. But it definitely would have been a little bit easier. I definitely found like it was interesting for a single player to be able to kind of split your attention and be moving back and forth between the two groups. And it is doable, but it obviously would, I think it would have been a little bit more efficient if you had more than one person playing. That way you weren't trying to, oh, what were they doing? Oh, I don't know. Let me switch back to them. Oh, great. They were supposed to be doing this. Okay, now let me switch back to the others. So overall, I'd say I had a couple small frustrations with like the targeting system at times, and the camera angle can be a little funky as well. But overall, like, I didn't run into a lot of difficulties. There weren't really a bunch of bugs. There were only a couple of levels and things that I had to replay more than once as I was figuring out what I needed to do, at least in the main story and some of the side stories. I am, as I mentioned earlier, stuck on one particular side story, so I'm going to have to see if I can make it past that one. But overall, really, it's been fun. I've actually really been enjoying it. I feel like Pikmin is one of those games that I played very lightly back on previous systems, and so it kind of had like fallen off of my thought process. I was like, what am I doing again? How do I control them? What do I do? The controls felt really good. They worked well. It was a cute little story, and overall, I'm still enjoying it. There's a number of elements of the game which introduce things like set objectives and timers. Those are really big in the side stories. So they're giving you the opportunity to actually say, oh, let me go back and do it again. And I'll be honest, I have replayed a few of them already because I was like, I can do better than that. So I would say all around, Pikmin 3 Deluxe is a fun, enjoyable little game. It's low pressure for the most part, cute and fun. The story mode is really, you're working on objectives, but there's a bit of free roam. And as you progress through and discover more types of Pikmin, it will work to your advantage to go back to places you had been before to see if there's new areas you can enter and things that you can discover to help you along your way. Now, just to be very upfront, this is considered an action-adventure game. It has some strategy. Obviously, I'd mentioned that it does go up to two players. But overall, I mean, it felt good. Like, I've enjoyed playing it. I've gone back to it. I imagine it's one of those games that I will absolutely go like, oh, I just need something light. I don't want to like have to think super hard, but I didn't want it to be completely mindless. And I'll pop it open and go in and play. I felt terribly sad every time that things during a particular story mission or what have you went wrong. Like the very first time that I made a mistake in a fight and I lost like 2/3 of all of my Pikmin in one go and was like, oh no, was a bit devastating. And then they give you a final report at the end of the story. So at the end of story mode, they're like, here's how you do it. And they tell you how many of your Pikmin perished. And oh man, I lost almost half of all of the Pikmin that I found in the game. Like I think I was somewhere in the 900s. And they're like, yeah, you more than 460 of your Pikmin perished. And it's like, whoa, all right, when I should maybe play again and now that I know what I'm doing and maybe it'll be less bad. So all of that said, I do feel like Pikmin 3 Deluxe is a fun, cute, and not too overwhelming game to add into your repertoire for the Nintendo Switch. All of that said, as I mentioned earlier, I don't yet have the clock of how many hours I've put into it. I'm estimating it somewhere between 10 and 15 right now. And once I've played probably a little bit more in terms of working on the side missions and going back and replaying a few of the levels that I want to revisit, I anticipate it'll probably be more in the 15 to 20 range. But as is typically the case with one of Nintendo's first-party IP, it is a full $60 title. So if you're looking for something in this pace, absolutely give it a try. There is a demo available on the Nintendo Switch for you to test it out and see if it's up your alley. But if you're not too sure about something that seems, you know, not 100 plus hours for $60, this is one you can probably sit to the side for a while and maybe come back to at one of the times that either Nintendo or a retailer, if you like physical copies, is doing a sale. So all of that said, I can absolutely recommend that Pikmin 3 Deluxe is still an enjoyable experience to add to your list of titles on the Nintendo Switch. A few minor things that might be mildly frustration with some of the targeting and a little bit of the camera angles at times, or just elements of objectives that aren't so clearly explained. But I feel like in the grand scheme of the time that I put into the game, all of those were very, very minor, very few between, and ultimately wouldn't impact if you said, hey, I like Pikmin, for me to tell you to go ahead and buy it. So once again, thank you so much to Nintendo for providing a code so that we could do this review. And this is Lady Luck 34 for those of you that have heard me before doing another review for Gamertag Radio. You can find me, as usual, on the Gamertag Radio Discord and on Twitter at LadyLuck34. Happy gaming!
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
Thank you for listening, and also major thanks to Mandy for reviewing Pikmin 3 for the Nintendo Switch. Head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. You could also find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Make sure to follow us and subscribe. If you would like to be part of our fan mail segment or episode, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
That's it. We're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for listening. Until next time, we are out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.